We're in Numbers today.
Is that for the gray-haired people?
Yeah. That's a new one. Well, I could, like, make music. All right. This is our Torah portion. Vadaber Yahweh El Moshe Laomer Naso Et Rosh, that's head, B'nai, children, Geshron, Gershom, Gam, Hem, Lavet, Avot. Avot would be father or family. So Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, take a census of the heads, the Rosh of the family of Gershon. Is where we're starting. Now my focus today is Numbers 6, 23 to 27. This is the final blessing, the Aaronic benediction. And what's interesting is I actually taught on this last year. And when I taught, just as a review, as I went through Yahweh bless you, Yahweh keep you, Yahweh make his face to shine upon you, Yahweh be gracious to you, Yahweh turn his face toward you, and Yahweh give shalom, peace. And what I talked about last year was the reality that these first two are blessings. They give you an idea of being obedient, what he's going to do. These first two over here are the reality of discipline, curses, and his commitment out of love to us. Now the last two, of course, are reversed. Turn his face towards you means that we are coming from a place of sin, and we are changing, thus he is changing how he is acting towards us. And of course, he ends with giving us peace. Now, it's intriguing, and I don't have time for it, is if you take these last two pieces, Yahweh turn his face towards you and give you peace, and you go back to his blessings and curses, this is how he always ends his blessing and curses, because he says, and when you're from the furthest country, if you will repent and come back to me, then I will come back to you and I will lead you back. So even in the reality of his blessing, he is comparing to his blessing and curses and the teachings that he has brought forth in them. Also, you get the idea of end of life, meaning as Yahweh turns his face towards us to judge us, we are praying that Yahweh give us peace between us and him and in our relationship. Now, I have them down, but I wanted to add and put my name upon the children of Israel. And I wanted to emphasize these three today. These are the three I wanted to emphasize or dig into. The first one, Yahweh make his face to shine upon you. Quite often we sit back and go, wow, he's going to make his face shine upon you. We don't really think and meditate on that. Well, what does that mean for me? What does it mean that his face is going to shine upon me? And then, to be gracious to us and the connection between them. Now, what's interesting is he says, I'll put my name upon the children. And, of course, the name is going upon just like the face is going to shine upon. So there's a correlation or a connection to putting the name and face shining upon. So that's what I want to dig into today. What does it mean that his face is going to shine upon us? So turn with me to Exodus chapter 34. Now, this is where Strong's Concordance can come up shy. We can find a problem with Strong's Concordance. And I know quite often you'll hear from us from up here teach from Strong's Concordance in regard to what is the word and what is its meaning. Okay? What we have to understand is that Strong's Concordance is still made by a man. And those definitions are his best accumulation of what those words might mean. So, for example, when we get to the word shine, I love this, in the concordance, it can mean shine or horn, or to have horns, which goes back to a false teaching centuries ago, where you have a statue in Europe where Moses has horns. And an anti-Semitic belief where people go around asking Jewish people in the past to take off the kippah, to see the horns that they have. Now, it's intriguing. I just taught this past week to the reality that Yeshua's face shone the same way. I don't think we're ever going to see a statue of Yeshua with horns on his head, though. But again, this is where Strong's gets lost. And that's why even Strong's has to be countered with context. And what I mean by context is we have to go find where Yahweh is teaching on a concept to understand it. And that's where we're going to start with Exodus 34. Exodus 34, 29 through 35. Now it was so, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and he had the tablets, the Ten Commandments, with him. He came down the mountain that Moses did not know that his skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. It shined. They were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. Moses talked with them. Afterwards, all the children of Israel came near. He gave them commandments, all that Yahweh had spoke with him on Mount Sinai. And Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before Yahweh to speak to him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whenever he had been commanded. Whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, the skin of his face shined. Then Moses would put the veil on his face again till he went to speak with him. Now, there's a number of meanings in there, but what's intriguing to me is this: Moses came down with the commandments and his face shined. So you have this idea, he's carrying the covenant, the commandments, and so there's a connection between them and his face, what? Shining. Emanating light. And it goes on to say that Moses taught Israel all the commandments with no veil on. So here he's teaching, and he's teaching what? The commandments. So you now have another connection. So now you have commandments, light of face, and teaching. And then he goes on to say that when Moses talked with Yahweh face to face, he also did not wear his veil. So you get this idea of intimacy, the reality of the word of Yahweh, and light. Now what's significant there is, of course, that we go back to Genesis, and Yahweh begins the whole process with, let there be light. And he created a light, and this light was not the sun nor the moon. So there's this connection where it's almost like his word is shining down. And the shining down of his word upon us is the idea of him teaching us. Like a father who's going, I have some very important advice for you to share, and I'm going to share it with you, and I need you to hold on to it. It's extremely important. Now, from here, we're going to go to Exodus 33, 11 to 23. Now, I'm actually going to pull up most of these verses up here. What I want you to see is the reality of this concept of face and shining, his commandments, and mercy. Mercy is spoken of like, 15, 20 times in this one passage where Moses' face is shining and he's speaking with Yahweh. Okay? But I also want you to pick up on the idea of name. So let's look up here. 33:11. So Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Now I have two things to focus or highlight. Face to face shows a reality of intimacy. It means that I'm coming close to you. And what you have to understand with face is it doesn't always mean a literal face, because Yahweh does not have a literal face. It means that I am going to go, I'm not going to be sending someone between me and someone else. I'm not going to send it. A messenger back and forth between us, meaning I'm going to come meet with you and it's just you and me. Okay? It's very important, and I don't want miscommunication. Now, he also connects that to the idea of a relationship of a friend. So he's going to speak with Moses in this intimate way as he is his friend. So it starts off with the context of a relationship. Verse 12, then Moses said to Yahweh, see, you say to me, bring up this people, meaning take them somewhere, but you have not let me know whom you will send. This is when Yahweh is upset and says, I'm not going to go with you. Meaning he's asking, well, who are you going to send with me to give me directions on where to go? Yet you said, I know you by name. Now this phrase name is important for us to understand. We take this in a concrete way to mean, you know what? I know your name. You know what? In my school, I probably know about 300 of the kids' names. But that's not what this means. To know someone's name is to know them, the essence of them. In the movie Avatar, for those who may have seen it, and there's of course two avatars, I'm talking about the blue people. He says, I see you. And it's the idea that I see you and I know everything about you, that we're connected. Same thing here. I know you by name. I know the little problems inside of you. I know everything there is to know about you. I know you. And you have also found grace in my sight. Now, this word grace here has two meanings in Hebrew. It can mean pity or favor. I'm connecting favor. Favor would mean like you've done something wonderful and I'm going, wow, that's great. We remember Moses just said, blot my name out of the book for the people. And I'll show you as we go. Verse 13, now therefore I pray if I have found mercy or favor in your sight. Now in sight would mean that he's looking upon him, his face. Show me now your way that I may know you. So he's like, you know me, but I really, really want to know the you, who you are. How do I define you? And he goes on, that I might find mercy or favor in your sight and consider that this nation, your people. He continues, for how then will it be known? This is interesting. How will people know that your people and I have found favor in your sight? How will they know that you love us, is what he's saying here. How will they know? And he goes on and says, except if you go with us. If you're with us, then everybody's going to go, oh, Yahweh's with them. And they will know because Yahweh's there. So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. That separate could mean the idea of holy. Verse 17. So Yahweh said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken. For you have found favor in my sight, as he looked upon him, and I know you by name. So he's sort of saying, you've asked for it, and I know you, so I want to reveal myself to you. Because I think in this regard, how many of you do this? When you go through your work and someone's walking by, you say, hi, how you doing? It's just it's a general phrase, right? How many times do you really mean it? How many times do you expect the coworker to stop and tell you what's really going on in their life? Right? I mean, to be honest, I'll say, hey, how you doing? How was your week? And we're both still walking. It was good. How was yours? It was good. It's not intimate. It's not really sharing anything other than a very simple hi. Right? The point being here is I know you by name. I know that by you asking, you have a real, real desire to know me. Because I know you. I know the depth of you. I know where this is coming from. Verse 18 and 19, and he said, please show me your glory. Now again, we get to glory, and that's sort of a lofty word for us. But understand that that word means his reputation, his honor, and his glory. It's almost like him saying again, tell me who you are. Yeah, show me who your character, show me who you are. I want to see it. He's saying the same thing. Again, we see his glory going, oh, we're going to see some kind of fire going on? Is it fireworks? No. I want to know intimately. Show me intimately here. Then he said, I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim my name, meaning he's going to proclaim the essence of who he is before you. I'm going to tell you about it. Now, this is what's interesting. I will be gracious. I will show favor to those I will show favor. And I will have compassion. This would be pity or mercy on those that have mercy. So again, we have grace and compassion. What's interesting here is a lot of the Bibles might say, and I will give grace, and I will give grace, and I will have grace, and I will have grace. And we throw out the word grace all the time, or even the word mercy, and we have no idea that there are two ends to the spectrum of His mercy. There is, I favor you because what I see you're doing, I am just honored by what you're doing. That's mercy too. Or, I can't even look at what you're doing, but I'm not leaving. And I'm going to discipline you because I'm hoping that you'll come back to me so I can give you my presence again. Two different ends of that commitment. Verse 20. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. Now this idea would be like if Yahweh were to reveal every part of who he is. Do you think that our small, infinitesimal brain could comprehend the full reality of Yahweh? Absolutely not. I almost see this idea of a computer getting overwhelmed and just smoking. Same idea. I cannot show you the complete reality of who I am. Otherwise, you're going to die. And he goes on in 23. I'll walk by, then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back. My face shall not be seen. I mean, you're going to see sort of a part of him, the essence of him, of what you need. But even this is showing you mercy because he's showing you as much as he can show you for you to understand. Now, this is how I try and explain it to myself or understand this. We can't look at the sun. Not directly. The light is too strong. It would not be long before our vision was completely lost in looking into the light of the sun. Right? Let's compare the light of the sun to the glory or eminence or reality of what is Yahweh. But what Yahweh can do is he can reflect his eminence off something else that we can stare at all day or all night long. Now, I bring up the idea of the cycle of the moon. I want you for a moment to consider that the moon is a face. Do you see how the face of the moon is turning towards you? Where the moon might be facing this way, and it's just slightly turned, and as the moon cycle turns, right around the middle of the month, the entire face of the moon is shown to you. And then it's almost like he's starting to turn away and putting the veil back on as he's getting ready to start again. Now, what's interesting in this metaphor is guess what? Guess when all the feasts occur? The 14th or 15th day of the first or seventh month, which is always and forever a full moon. And so that light of the sun, guess what? And just science lesson 101, it's the moon is not emanating light. Okay? The moon is not emanating light. Like Moses' face is probably emanating not his own light, but Yahweh's light. Same way with the moon. The moon is emanating the sun's light in a way that we can see and understand it and are not harmed by it. And we can see the fullness of his face, of his countenance, of his glory, in the reality of his word, in his teachings. Now, let's go back as we close to these phrases. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you. This is where Yahweh looks upon you. Full moon going, I'm looking down and I'm smiling. He's sitting back. He is proud of his children. And what's incredible is that the light is actually his word being taught or coming forth from his face to us, shining for us in the midst of darkness, giving us a path to walk down, right? So the reality of to shine his face is to give you favor. I am favoring you. Think of how many times it says in the scripture, oh, and the Father favored Joseph. Or Yahweh favored the offering of Abel, right? But he did not favor Cain or his offering. To favor. Now let's go back to the next one. Yahweh be gracious to you. Now, Yahweh turn his face toward you goes back to this picture. May he, while he's turned his face from you, and go look that up, when he is cursing you, it says he will specifically take his countenance and he will turn away. And this is mercy. Because if Yahweh continues to watch, he has to then go and act. I see it in the reality of Sodom and Gomorrah. I've heard about what's going on there. I'm going to go see. Then you see what happens when he goes. I have heard the people crying out from Egypt, and I'm going to see. Then you see what happens when he goes. Repentance is thus turning, and Yahweh gets happy and excited, thus his face turns towards us. Now what's incredible in that is this. It's also what's scary. By this blessing, he's going to put his name upon you. Do you understand what that means? I mean, he's going to make you more like him. He's going to make your character more like him. And think about it. In the case of Moses, wasn't Moses awfully slow to anger, at least up on the mountain? Forgiving? Even in regard, it's going to be soon where his sister is going to come against him. So then people are going to see us. And our face is going to be shining with our own light. No. With the light of his word. And they will want it. And thus the blessing is passed on to another. So again, even as we come to the end of the blessing today, think about those phrases. He's going to shine his face upon us. And he's going to be gracious to us when he needs to be gracious or piteous or be compassionate. But he will turn his face towards us if we will turn his face to him. And if he does so, by his word, he is commanded. He has to give us shalom. Baruch Hashem.